Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Joining us now on the Window Nation guest hotline talks of baseball. World Series starts tomorrow. Dodgers taking on the Blue Jays. Blake Snell for LA has been great in the playoffs. Toronto to be announced for sure. Here to talk about that and the Orioles offseason, which quite frankly has been relatively quiet so far, unless you're bummed that Cionel Perez has chosen free agency. He's Oriole Hall of Famer, our colleague on Baltimore Baseball Tonight, your friend and ours, Mike Bordick. Bordy, how you feeling, man?
Hey, Bob. I'm feeling good, man. I'm out in Stevenson University right now. I'm doing an event with the League of Dreams. We are having a blast, man. On the turf field, it's a little chilly, but these guys are having fun, man. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm having a good morning.
Yeah, yep. You are a man of the people, Mike Bordick, and you're selfless, unlike myself, who's very selfish, but it is what it is. I mean, you own it. You know what I'm saying, Bordy? But for the Orioles, quiet offseason. Are you surprised by that? We've seen San Francisco hire a manager, Patello, from the University of Tennessee. Schumacher got the Texas job, which is no real big surprise there. But a lot of teams still looking for skippers here. And are you surprised that, 3 weeks after Elias says the search starts now, they're still searching here?
Yeah, a little bit. I don't know. I think they're okay with Manziolino. And I say okay, meaning I still think that that's the guy, unless somebody blows their doors off, which could be a guy like Ryan Flaherty. I was talking yesterday, and in their search, I wish they'd be more aggressive, but I wish they'd include some, you know, past Orioles or guys that have more links with the Orioles because, you know, Baltimore, yeah, sure, everybody loves they've made the change for analytics, but it's still such a traditional baseball town. If the fans could have a link, you know, some sort of link, I just think might go a long way with the fan base, and I think the fans would definitely support it. But no talk of any former Orioles. I mean, Albert Pujols' name has been thrown around, and I'd love him to be a part of the organization as far as player development, but I don't know just yet if he's ready to be a manager in the big leagues, but I like the fact that he's a former baseball guy. So I am surprised, though, that they haven't been more aggressive. I thought they might have somebody in mind and they'd go right after him and get him, but not just yet.
Now, you talk about being aggressive this offseason for Mike Elias, aside from getting a manager and, you know, probably a new coaching staff and everything that goes along with that. You know, you got to bolster your roster here. You've got to decide what you're going to do with the Ryan Mountcastles of the world. You got your arbitration eligible dudes. What about up in the payroll? And right now, the Orioles payroll, I mean, they did increase it more than any team in baseball last year based on the previous year where they were one of the lowest. But how aggressive do you think they will be, should be, in spending some cake either with their own or outside of the organization?
Yeah, well, the hope is that they're extra aggressive, more aggressive than they've been in any offseason here recently. and more aggressive than they've been at any trade deadline. I feel like the window is closing fast, and if they truly want to win, they have to put an effort forward, because if they don't go out and find some great free agents, and I'm talking like a Tucker to solidify the outfield, the bat, a guy like Schwarber's name's been brought up. I'm talking a marquee offensive player, somebody that's got a track record that will help the young kids along and maybe get some of these guys find a little bit more consistency. I think the veteran presence bat will go a longer way with the Oriole offense than three hitting coaches will. A guy that's been through the grind, knows how to come out of slumps, and I think it will make a bigger difference. They need to find veteran guys. I would take a couple veteran outfielders. You know they need pitching, so the bullpen and starters and all that, but they need some veteran position players for sure.
Mike Bordick, Oriole Hall of Famer, joining us, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We were talking about this, Bordy, on Tuesday, about Springer. Like, I still think Gunnar could be Vlad Jr. You know what I mean? That level of MVP kind of impact dude, which he has become, obviously, for Toronto. But to your point, what about getting a Springer? You're not going to get Springer because he plays for Toronto, but postseason experience, you know, clutch gene, his three-run homer, won the pennant for them over the weekend. How about acquiring that guy in some capacity? Maybe not a dude who's going to be, you know, an MVP finalist, which in his prime he was certainly capable of, but getting that dude, whoever it might be.
Yeah, well, they went out and made, in my opinion, one of the best offseason moves last year when they took a chance on Laureano, and Laureano ended up becoming the Orioles' most consistent and best offensive and defensive player. So, yeah, those players are out there, and, you know, even maybe a little past the prime, but the experience goes so far, especially if the Orioles can somehow get into the postseason. The veteran presence, that experience will help them at least win a game in the postseason. I mean, my gosh, it just seems like such common sense to have experienced guys that have been through, you know, the season battles and tested. I mean, Springer, a guy that's won a World Series before, he's been through the grind and this and that. And for him to emerge in the postseason, you hear every player say, "That's what this guy is, man, what he means to this organization, what he brings every day to the field." I mean, just that veteran presence really matters to some of these just hungry young players that need guidance. They need that kind of veteran leadership.
Now, Bordy, speaking of experience, and you're saying Massolino's probably the guy, then I would like that they would hire some experienced coaches around him to help him a little bit. Would you agree or disagree?
Oh, boy. Well, I think I guess the youngest coach would be Buck Britton over a third base coach. And I don't know, you can be a fan or not about some of the sends that he made over there at third base. But, you know, he's been with Mike Elias through the organization. He has a great reputation with the younger players. So that might be a good thing. I think veteran coaches help to a point. But it's the veteran players that have more of an impact. Sure, sitting around a clubhouse or in the dugout, and there might be a coach there that, you know, has some experience playing in postseasons or
you know,
or
like Toronto's got Mattingly, you know?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, absolutely. Are you kidding me? The impact that has? But, yeah, so having those guys around as mentors for some of these young players, even though, you know, I still think they – and I'm talking about the analytics. They're just a little intimidated, maybe a little worried that baseball guys might try to scare things. I personally think every baseball player has always been around analytics and fought to try to do more to make themselves the best baseball athlete they could be. What's lacking in the game, and we see it every night, is the situational baseball. Just the game itself has become a little spotty. And I think if you have baseball guys in there, they'll stay on the where to throw a baseball, how to run the bases, understanding the detail of hitting the inside part of the base. You know, just little things that really add up to successful teams. The Orioles missed that a lot this year. I know they had a lot of injuries, but they didn't play that winning type of baseball that I think we saw a couple years ago when the young guys had their
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Finders on.
Yeah, boy, their fundamentals took a crap last year. Mike Bordick, Oriole Hall of Famer. His launch angle is never in question. Who do you like in the World Series? Starts tomorrow. Blake Snell, who's been brilliant for the Dodgers. To be determined for Toronto Blue Jays, have home field advantage throughout the best of seven here.
Let me say this, man. I enjoyed that American League Championship Series. I feel really bad for Seattle because they're going to have to stew on this one until they finally make it back to the World Series. There's some questionable defense, you know, the situation, of course, the managerial things that happened there at the end. But Toronto, man, they have just been grinding it out all season long. To win the East and now to make it to the World Series is pretty incredible. I think the Blue Jays have been trying to do this for a number of years. If you compared them to most teams in the offseason, they were willing to spend money. They tried to sign every big free agent, and they were able to land, you know, Guerrero Jr. They've been able to keep their pitching and find a way to work through, but they're doing it with contact. You know, they're doing it with coming back and believing in themselves. I'm pulling for the Blue Jays. But I just don't see any way getting through the Dodgers. They just have star after star, and they have Shohei Ohtani. Who knows what the heck that guy's going to do next time he plays.
Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick. Bordy, always appreciate the time. Have fun today out at Stevenson, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Bordy.
All right. Appreciate you guys. Thank you.
There's Mike Bordick, everyone. We'll come back, reset the program for you, maybe take a trip to the Funhouse if time permits. News from the Nest definitely coming up top of the hour. Buy or sell. Where's the late week money counting that at 12:15? And then we're going to look at the Bears stats. The Bears, 6.5-point underdogs. Okay, that's not great. You know the stat that's really impressive right now? They're 4-2, winners of 4 in a row.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.